Okay, let's get this going. I am feeling good. I am feeling ready to mock those children. Let's do some mouth exercises. Mock. Mock. Didn't they used to do shit like that? They did that in my acting class. And it always felt so ridiculous. It was also kind of amazing because everybody knew how ridiculous it was and we'd all like try to avoid eye contact, but then eventually you'd like make eye contact with one of your classmates doing these ridiculous things with your mouths and you would both like start kind of like chuckling, but you try not to do it. And you couldn't do it normally because your mouth was in this weird like oh formations. You'd be like and it would just make it really funny and soon like the whole room would just be filled with these people making these weird faces, trying not to laugh. It was kind of magical. And on that note, I will say, hi, everybody. What's up? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR. And we're back for another Drunken Dangerous on a beautiful International Women's Day. I hope you're all celebrating the women in your life. I know I'm not because I'm far too lazy to celebrate a national holiday that is not like, you know, Christmas. I'm too lazy. I'm just lazy in general. Although I have an excuse this time, I caught my third cold in the year of 2020. Thank you, 2020. Not coronavirus yet, you know, knock on wood, not coronavirus ever. But at the very least, I did manage to get some toilet paper the other day. They had not yet run out from all the people panicking about the next plague that's sure to take all our lives if you are elderly or immunocompromised, so probably not most people, but, yeah, so that's 2020. I don't think I know a single person who's like, man, 2020 has been the best year yet, except for possibly, like, a baby that was born in 2020, and they have nothing else to judge. But just on, like, a global scale, 2020 has been a bit of a fucking shit show. I feel like I should introduce merch and it should just be a shirt that says like I survived 2020 with like a question mark at the end. I feel like I need one of those right now. My third cold. I survived 2020? Question mark. Put that on my fucking epitaph if I die this year. Please do. Because I at least want to make people laugh from the grave. I mean, if I can't do it now, at least then. At least fucking then. Hmm. But at least I am alive enough to continue mocking children. I feel like this is what I'm going to die like real soon. And I'm going to get to the pearly gates. I'm going to be like, hey, holy shit, like God's real. Hey, do I get to go to heaven? And he's just going to like pull up that clip like, from right then. He's going to be like, and then I'm just going to be like, yeah, okay. Like you're fucking right. I'm alive enough. He's like, I let you live long enough. And you fucking mock children. You disgrace. Yeah. Okay. It's not coming. But like I can make you a custom, God. You look the other way. Make you like so many customs. As long as you don't get me sick again, I might even do them on time. You don't even know. Knock on wood. Just kidding. That fucker's going to get his so fucking late. He'll finally message me like 6 months later, be like, hey, where's my custom? I'm like, oh yeah, God, I have it right here. I totally just worked on it. And then like, I just like mad rushed that shit out. And he'd be like, bitch, I saw it the whole time. God, you dumbass. Okay. And on that note, praise be to whoever. I'm going to continue this mocking of children, possibly me. Let's all hope. I just want to rip this band-aid right the fuck off. This fantastic poem called Dreams. As I ride the dunes, the sun beats down on me. I fly through the sky. It turns dark. I will soon race my fears and hunt my dreams. Yeah, good for that kid. Good for him. Grade 7. He's braver than me. Hunt my dreams? I don't know. I have some really fucked up dreams. I don't think I'd want to meet him a second time. Like, you have some weird sexual orgasmic dream about one of your relatives and not one of the sexy ones, you start to question yourself. And, like, you know Freud is, like, a loon and he was fucking wrong. But you start to question. You're like, am I jealous of penises? Like, y'all can pee standing up and not embarrass your grandmother. Just joking. She let me pee all over myself when I was 5. She took me camping, and I saw my brother peeing against a tree, and I was like, that's so cool. And because I'm 5, I then decide I want to do the same thing to the tree. So I pull down my shorts and my underwear, and I just, apparently, according to her, I stand with my crossed, my crossed, what the fuck that is, my crotch thrust into the summer breeze and start promptly peeing down my legs and onto my clothing. And, yeah, and that's the story of how I learned that Freud was correct, and I'm horribly jealous that I don't have a penis. But I, you know, I've heard of the shiwi, so maybe I can let that little 5-year-old in me live out her dream of peeing on a tree one day and not down her legs. One can only hope. Okay. I apologize to the little boy whose poem I completely ruined with that whole discussion. I will now continue on to the next poem, Life. Life is like a road. There are many paths to take. Hey, you are seriously, like, cribbing off the fucking poem. Don't even let. Okay. But there are two that decide, the roads to life or death. Whoa, shit. So, like, there's many paths to take, but only two of them decide the roads to life or death. I'm confused. Do the rest don't determine life or death? Like, if you take the life path, do you just live forever? Here's a question. What are the paths you take that's neither life nor death? Is it immortality? Is it some kind of, like, zombieism or vampirism, like, in between? Undeath? That's pretty fucking cool. There are many paths of undeath to choose. I mean, we've seen so many monsters. I bet you're still wondering what Venus is, and only, like, one or two of you listening to this actually know, and the rest of you suck it. You'll know eventually at the end of the year if I survive merch coming ? Okay, let's continue this poem I've already ruined. Life is like a road, blah blah blah, the roads to life and death. In both you achieve life, but one is the greatest kind. This better not be some racist Nazi propaganda shit, because I swear to God, I'm gonna riot. I'm gonna bring my friend Ricardo the Rat, and we're gonna, like, tear some shit up. Not acceptable. For the road that takes you to life is paved in gold, lined in silver, and a gate of light at the end. I'm sorry, I was not born to millionaires. That has not been my experience with life thus far. But go on. It's paved in gold, lined in silver. Can you imagine if, like, there was, you know, like, let's say, like, that Boss Baby shit was actually real, right? And so you're up in this fucking, like, heaven or whatever, and you're waiting to be born, and they're like, dude, you would not believe how great life is. It's, like, paved in gold and, like, fucking lined in silver, and there are angels, like, cleaning your asshole. Like, no, that's a fucking lie. Don't let that kid down like that. Holy fuck. That is, very few people have that golden path. We'll eat those people. And a gate of light at the end, embedded in the path are footprints. The footprints of the greatest traveler of them all. Oh God, it's some Jesus-y thing. If you follow them, they will lead you through life unhurt and unshaken to the end. Life is like a test, a journey. So strive to choose the correct answer and plan to take the right road, because in the end it will all matter. It is the difference between life and death. That's some weird, preachy, Jesus-y shit. I'm telling you. I'm fucking telling you, man. I went to school with so many religious kids. And I have to tell you, like, growing up atheist, I knew I wasn't supposed to say, like, God's name in vain. I wasn't supposed to say Jesus' name because I knew it would offend people. But I saw it as, like, a bad word. I didn't know why I wasn't supposed to say it. I just knew, like, people apparently freaked out if you were, you know, 8 and you were like, oh, Jesus Christ, you know. So as a kid, I never said it. But I also wasn't aware. I knew we didn't go to church. I knew a lot of people went to church. But I didn't know it was an uncommon thing because I was a very sheltered kid. Weirdly enough, my parents held a lot of these, like, religious morals. They were very, very, they're still, like, the most honest, like, upright, disgustingly upright people I've ever met. Like, they make me feel bad about myself. Like, God, Mom and Dad, how did you raise someone like me? Like, you're such good people. Like, I promise, I'm going to let them know you are not responsible for this. They are just like the most honest, like saintly. I love them. They also fucked me up in some ways because I expected the world to be that kind of honest and nice, and that real quick like smacks you right in the fucking face. You know, hence the rant about the love of the world being fucking paved with gold and silver, you know? Fuck, where did I even go? I'm way too high for this. Getting all philosophical and shit. Forgive me. Life. So, yeah, too many fucking religious kids. Okay. I'm back to where I was. May my Reddit rant continue. So I had all these religious kids in my class, and I remember this one kid who was trying to make fun of me, and this was in, like, middle school, and he's like, you know, I heard that you go to church, like, 3 times a week. Which is apparently like the biggest, like, oh my God, you're so goody-goody. You go to church 3 times a week. And I was like, honestly confused, because I feel like with insults, there's a couple of levels. Like, there's the insult that will actually offend you to where you're like, hey, that's my weak point. Fuck you. Like, don't discuss this thing I'm insecure about. And then there's the insult that so misses the mark that it's literally confusing to you. I've been insulted like that a couple times when I was a kid, where I was literally like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not offended by this. I'm genuinely, can I explain the situation to you? Like, you're so wrong that it's, I'm concerned for you. Have you had any head injuries lately? And so I'm like, no, like, I don't go to church. I told him, I was just like, I don't go to church. And this kid's eyes got so big. And he's like, you're lying. Everyone goes to church. And I'm like, I don't. And he ran away. Oh, God. And that's when I was like, this is really confusing. That's when I was as a kid, I was like, okay, maybe this isn't normal. So I had a lot of experiences like that growing up. But so this kind of life poem really does not surprise me. We had this totally backwards sex education where the woman that taught it to us was a pro-lifer with, like, this, you know, bunch of, you know, multicultural adopted children from all over the world. And she was super Christian. Like, she seemed like somebody who was a missionary, you know? I think she might have been at one point, but she really struck me as that missionary type. Like, really, like, not just like aggressively friendly, but like they're better than you morally and like they know it, you know, so like, they don't have to say anything, but like you silently, like they make you judge yourself, those kind of people. So, you know, and she would give us these like graphic discussions of like how horrible and graphic abortion discussions, like they were the worst, they were the fucking worst, like, you know, I wasn't having sex at that point, but I wanted to go out and get pregnant just so I could, no, I'm kidding, but fucking sex ed, it was so backwards. That whole thing was backwards, and so that whole poem is very reminiscent of the children I remember. It's might have gotten a little too deep, but I enjoy it, so I'm keeping it in. Stars, shining, shimmering high in the cold beach night. Looking for the most perfect star that has ever shone as I lay on my back in the wet, soggy grass. Fucking ew. That is not... See, okay. Every time, like, you see a show or movie and they're rolling around the grass, like, laughing and kissing these couples, right? They always do that shit. And I'm always thinking, like, isn't that grass fucking wet? And then you've got, like, wet grass and, like, dust stuck to your back and possibly bugs. That's fucking nasty. I'm like, so fucking uptight. I'm like, let's put a blanket down or something. I'm not going to kiss you on the grass. Like, there's just bugs in there. The fuck? That's not appealing to me. Am I the only one? I feel like nobody does that. Who does that? I close my eyes as tight as I can. I wish upon the brightest star. How would you know your eyes are closed? That looked like a shiny piece of silver. I wish for the possibility of something sweet to come to me. Me too. That kind of makes me feel like she's talking about silver, something sweet. Is it like a Hershey kiss thing? Just chuck it at her face. Done. Fucking problem solved. Eyes are closed. She won't know who threw it. Okay. The lighthouse. You are alone with the wind, with the salty cold sea air. You breathe in deep and taste... Wait a minute. Wasn't life a lighthouse? Wasn't there another one with the lighthouse? Am I wrong? Okay. You're alone with the wind, salty holds the air. You breathe in deep and taste the salt and the cool taste. Taste the salt and the cool taste of a fresh rain. The sky is white and gray and black. And it rumbles at you like a deep, comforting voice. I'm sorry, that was the old meth head. That was not deep and comforting.
Hey, little boy, come here, I got a treat for you.
That's probably not the lighthouse's voice. So comforting.
Don't tell your parents.
Run, that's not the lighthouse. The old lighthouse stands up a little ahead of you, straight as a pin, as if trying to prove that it is still there. I don't think a lighthouse is trying to prove shit, to be perfectly honest. It's a fucking lighthouse. It's there, or it's not there. I'm sorry, I'm not deep enough for this poem. The wind plays with the grass, making it imitate the waves that crash and slosh into the rocks not far below. I mean, really, it is, I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to go into the semantics. It's not important. This is a great poem. The dark green of the tall grass waves at you, asking you to come and play with it again. That's definitely what the anthropomorphic grass is doing. You stand at the edge of the cliff and a soft spray fills the air. It's Febreze. As another wave roars against the rocks, you turn and look at the old lighthouse, and it welcomes you in with the arms of an old friend. So I'm choosing to believe this is literally. This lighthouse has come to life and stolen you away to its magical lighthouse realm. My next role play, I play sexy Lighty McLighthouse. Here to show you the way to a whole new world of erotic adventures. Oh, you think my light is hot? You should feel my pussy. Where is it located? Don't ask me. I'm a lighthouse. Anything is sexy if you say it right, you guys. I just can't do it because of my cold. That's why. Alrighty, go. I've ruined everybody's night. Let's continue. Rain. Rain falls from the sky like a faucet. It better be a slow fucking faucet, or that is a fucking lot of rain. Someone call Noah. Rain is falling from the sky like a faucet. People are literally drowning in the streets. Looking upwards and the water just like jet blasts its way from your eyes to your anus, which is dead everywhere, fucking gushing. Pitter patter of rain on the roof. It scares me at night when the thunder is loud. Okay, you little pussy. I'm such an asshole. She's an adult now, it's fine. Oh good, it is a she. She's an adult now, it's fine. It scares me at night when the thunder is loud. It pounds on my door and begs me to come out. Okay, that's not the thunder. That's Predator. Call 911. That is not the thunder begging you to come out. Or that is some scary ass shit. Can you imagine? Jesus Christ. It's scary. I'm uncomfortable with this. No, I shout. Smart. In the morning when I get up, the rain is all gone and the sun is up. Good rhyming. A beautiful rainbow such a petty fuck. yeah, a good job. Well, enjoyed it so much. You did a great job. A beautiful rainbow stretches across the sky, at least 10 miles long and 5 miles wide. You don't know shit about rainbows, idiot. I don't know. She could be correct. I apologize. She's probably smarter than me. Cry me a river. This is not, I didn't make this poem. This is what this poem's called. Cry me river. Fucking bitch, bro, stupid rainbow facts. Oh, cry my love, cry me a river. Was she listening to too much like fucking Justin Timberlake? Holy shit, girl. For I have gotten over our tragedy, love embrace. For I have gotten over our tragedy, comma, love embrace. So like fucking? Is that what you mean? That's Your dark soul could never love me the way I loved you. Oh, that's such a... They were probably dating for like 2 weeks. And she's devastated. She totally was like it said, we're living in a mansion and we're having 4 kids. So I am over you, for my new love loves me more than anything. Feel saddened, feel jealous, for I don't care anymore. Oh my God. It's like they reached into my like old diary and pulled out my most emo thoughts and were like, this is so deep. I love it. Oh my God. I hope my poem's that good. This one is called Colors Describe Me. Oh no, this is another color poem. Sometimes I'm a fireball red, excited and active, energetic and full of fun, playing with my friends, enjoying the afternoon. Other times I am a dull ocean gray, sad and gloomy, bored and tired, when there's no time for friends, no time for outside. Hey, that's my color. But for now I am red, and hopefully for a long time. Okay, way to rub it in our faces, right? I'm so glad you get to be the little fucking after happy pill in the fucking commercials, and I'm just the sad, gloomy blob guy that's like sad all the time. Very depressing. Rainforest. Trees and berries, colors galore. The rainforest is a peaceful place to be. That does not say that to me, but fine. Frogs, monkeys, and birds too. Nobody can find a place like that anymore. What about the rainforest? Okay, guess not. Little blue raindrops soak in the motherly earth. If your raindrop is blue, don't know what's in there. It's almost like you can sink into it like quicksand. Okay. The sweet smell of tropical flowers fill the air like a fresh baked cookie. Fresh Tropical Flowers by Toll House. I want Toll House to introduce refrigerated squares of Glad air freshener, like air freshener cookies that you bake, and they make your whole house smell like air freshener, and they're like edible, and it somehow is like the worst and best, somehow like ironically best but also worst fucking thing, and like it exists for a couple of years until it's pulled off the market because nobody's buying them, but it has a cult following, and then years later that there's like a whole bunch of lawsuits against Toll House for all this like weird cancer and like these really deformed like air freshener cookie babies were born. Like, I feel like that would be a thing that would happen in the reality I created. This is why I am not God. Coronavirus, I'm telling you, this is why. This is what you get, thank you. The Globe Theater of Life. All the world's a stage, as it was once said, and I have lived by it since, once it was in my head. Every man's an actor, every woman too. Though you may not be on stage, you can be in the crew. Does that mean like live on the moon? Like the world's stage, you can't be on the stage. So I can live on the moon. I want to be a moon man. I don't need to be. Everything's a prop, which is there for you to use. Wow, rapey much. Consent. I'm not a prop for you to use. I am not a prop for you to use, Aladdin. You know what I'm fucking thinking of that scene. The show is always a headline event. It gets rave reviews. See, this is why I'm not on the stage, because that is not my experience. This person is the one with the golden road to life. The director is the big guy upstairs. It's another fucking good reference. I'm so mad. My fedora is getting red hot, you guys. There is no charge. It's gratis free. There aren't any fares, so break a leg. Go out there and give it all you've got, because your time is limited once you've hit your spot. The theater is always open, so stop by and give a line. It's just that actors come and go, and the time is almost mine. Oh, shit, my dudes. This next one is the person's boyfriend, and this makes me so happy. It's called My Guy, and it is a a poem, and it spells out Justin. So I really hope that this person is still with Justin, because if not, that is, I hope they treasure that poem. I hope that whoever they're married to, she prints it out and like puts it in a frame on the wall. And he's like, I feel really uncomfortable. She's like, I love Justin. We had the most magical 3 weeks in homeroom in my entire life. You wouldn't understand. David's just not the same as Justin, okay? I can't make a poem that good ever again. So let's see this. I hope they end up getting divorced over this. And like her son's name is Justin. She's like, it's about our son. And he's like, I know it's not about our son. It was never about our son. Jay, just an ordinary guy. Well, that's kind of a burn, dude. No, that is not a good first compliment. You know what I love about you? You're so ordinary. Fuck you. I'm going to go like kill a bunch of people just so I'm not ordinary. Fuck, like, it's backfired for you. I'm gonna do some unordinary shit to your corpse. God damn. Maybe I'm, like, too offended by that. I take it back, police, if you're listening. That'll work. I got him. Understanding. Special to me. Treats me right. Interesting to listen to. Nice to talk to. Wow. That's full of passion there. Sounds like a dog. I mean, maybe not interesting to listen to, but right now I think I'm in the right mood where I can totally listen to a dog for hours. Justin. Youth. Joyful. On a ranch. Young at heart, caring England. Thanks, your childhood sounds magical. Mine was garbage. I hope you had a good time in England, your majesty. All right, this one's called Fly. You feel as if there is no one there, that you are by yourself. No one there to ask if you need any help. You know you can succeed if you try with all your might. For if you give it your best, you will take off into flight. You know, for a second, I felt like I understood this kid. That he's like, no one's there for me when you really need help. But then he's like, if you really try, you can start flying in the air like a bird. Like, totally left fucking field. Not what I saw. I did not think it was literally about flying. I thought it was about... These kids are making a fool of me. They're making a fucking fool of me. What am I, Michael Scott? This is unacceptable. Just fucking laptop batteries for all of you. Words from Grandpa.
The end of life is calling me. When I do not know. For once I go and you feel alone, fear not, for I am with you. One day we will meet again at the lustrous golden gates. But until that day, be merry and gay. For you know that I am with you. Don't shed a tear, because I am here, though you may not see me. I cannot wait until that one fine day when you are with me.
It says in heaven, but I wanted to say
in hell.
That would be the best ending to this poem. You're with me in hell. I love that so much. I wish that's what it was. But his grandpa was religious again. Grandpa probably wrote the other poems. His last wish was to be published in a fine arts magazine. And when Grandpa's last wish come true. Baseball. See the opponent's eyes of red. Okay. The opponent has been smoking a little pot. One fast pitch in the head. What? One fast pitch in the head. And then he's dead because you can't pitch a fast baseball into somebody's fucking head. Is that why his eyes are red? They're filled with blood. You've murdered him. He finally proved that he wasn't the average guy. He's like, I showed you. I fucking showed you. See the opponent's eyes of red. One fast pitch in the head. He's dead. Feel the urge to charge the mound. Hear a loud cheering sound. Turn around to my surprise and the mad opponent's eyes. I decide to go first. And then I feel a violent burst. I want him to, like, punch a hole in the guy's chest. Just go, like, Super Saiyan. Yeah, he's about to go to Iraq. Kill some motherfuckers, because Tim Bulk told him to. I slide into second base, and on the base, I smash my face. Was it on purpose? Is that, like, his athletic way of cutting? Every time he makes a home run, he's like, I hate myself. And he just, like, headbutts himself on the base. Like, way to show off. Not all of us could time that so perfectly. I only am good at Wii Sports. And then I feel my broken snout. It's too bad that I am out. It was a pig that was playing baseball the whole time. You know what? It's okay. You know, you did a good job, babe. You did a good job. Your work is done. The day of death. None of these are that positive. Feel the warmth of sunshine outside and the cool breath of death inside. It's Altoid's new cool breath of death mint. It's 98 degrees on the outside and the cool breath of death on the inside. It's like a mortuary in my mouth. All my bacteria are dead. As dead as the cold death inside my mouth, thanks to Trident. Okay, today's the day. Sorry to say, Killian will have to die. These are the darkest fucking poems. The sound of my dog moaning. We don't do that on this channel. For he knows what is to be. The dog knows. The dog knows it's going to get put down. Don't put that dog down. It's like a person. Let it have a say. And my mother's sobbing heart, for she loves that dog so dear. Did she do it? Did she kill Killian? Its name is Killian. I feel like she plotted this. They brought the dog home when she's 4. She's like, I name it Killian. And her whole plan is like, I'm going to kill this fucker when I get older and write a poem about it. The sickly sweet smell of Killian and mother's white diamonds perfume. The dog's dying because her mother beat it with wire hangers. Father's peppermint tobacco pipe. I bet they got oranges for Christmas. And beef stew on the stove for dinner. Oh my fucking God, what an Irish childhood you had. The old mattress is to rest my dog's weary body. I hope it's the bed you sleep on. You sound like what is it? Chimney sweep. I'm imagining that's her job. His motionless body, which I can do nothing for, with my mother holding him tight through his last breath. That's my new waterbed. I forgot this one. My new waterbed with a leak that I cry on. I like to think that she peed the bed and she told everybody it was a leak and like no one believes it. But now she always adds in my waterbed with a leak to like cover her ass. That's what I would do. I don't have a water bed, by the way. People. Some people are very odd. Shy people just like to nod. I am not like any other. Neither is my mother, oh God. Not like the other girls, are we? I'm friends with her, apparently. I remember her. She was a huge skater girl. She was nice. And apparently not like any other, and neither was her mother. You don't know her mother. She's not like any other. She's definitely like your mother. I don't care what people think. It's really what it says. They'll forget what they said in just one blink. But then again, I do care, especially if people stare. You're all over the place. Why do people care what people wear or the way they wear their hair? It's not fair. I can't say that I don't look. Sometimes I feel so bad. I want to give myself the hook. At least not the rope. That's pretty dark. But I never could, even if some think I should. Holy fuck, who thinks you should kill yourself? Girl, that's some fucking pain. I did not recognize this. I feel bad. She was nice. I can't end on that. That's fucking depressing. Okay, Two more poems and we're done. That's sad. I can't end on something sad. That's fucking sad. Okay, last two. Neither one are mine. I don't know where the fuck mine is. I promise it's in this. I did not lie to you. I did not. It is. I have not read it yet. It is in here. It's probably like the last one. It's always how it is. Because the last is best, right? Okay, not normal. I feel like they packaged the not like other girls section. Hence we have not normal. I'm also friends with this girl and the next girl. And I swear they were all nice. And maybe we were all not normal. And we were all the I'm not like other girl girls growing up. I'm not like that anymore, though. I'm not like those other girls, you guys. I'm not like them. I'm better now. I am not normal. I have lots of animals. I am like the ocean. I can be calm at times, and I would be harsh. I am insane at times. I don't think that's how the law works, sweetie. I should probably be locked up forever. I kind of want to see what this is. These are my friends, you guys. I'm seeing so much in this. I should probably be locked up forever. I kind of want to see if she like committed any crimes now. Is that wrong? Like, she was really nice. But now I'm like, was this prophecy, like, true? Oh my god, my stomach is so loud. I am a rose. I am sweet when I want something. Ooh, that sounds so dangerous. I love to be as weird as possible. I can't stand reading. I can't stand you or me. Fucking mood, right? Fucking get like that. Like, you'd be in school, and they're like, you have to write this poem for an assignment. You're like, I can't fucking stand reading, and I can't stand you or me. And it's like, hey, you got into the magazine. Fuck yeah. Fuck the man. Totally, though. Badass. Okay, next one. Pretender. We sometimes look as if we know where we're going. Do we? Or do we pretend to know so we don't look foolish? Kind of have to pretend. Are you a pretender like me? If you are, then maybe you can answer this. Is there a dick under this skirt? Why don't you lift and find out? Why do we have to pretend to know all about life when all we really know is who we think we want to be? I guess that's what makes us us. And then in all caps, teenagers. Her name wasn't Karen, I promise. Like, I kind of really still really like my friends. Like, after reading this, I'm kind of like, wow, you're weird. Totally dig it. Okay, you know what? I'm going to read two more. I don't know where the hell mine is. Like, okay, two more, that's it. And then I need to get off so I can do this Discord call with the weirdos who chance to want to talk to me for some strange reason, who I'm already late for, and I apologize. Okay, The Crash. The flashes of light darting at you like a lion chasing his prey. Okay, is somebody waving like a laser pointer at me? That's what I'm imagining. You begin to feel cold as a new fear arises in your mind. The threat of life or death has come. What the fuck does that even mean? The threat of life has come? Like your girlfriend goes, and I think I might be pregnant, is the threat of life. And if I not, I swear to God I'm going to cut you. Oh, that's like a yandere, right? Where you're like, oh, baby, I'm late. I think I might be pregnant. And if I'm not, you better get me fucking pregnant or I swear to fucking God I'm going to cut your throat. You know, like that. Like, totally like that. So that's what it's like. The threat of life or death has come. The lights are coming closer. The fear of death is alive in you. Your eyes are now open as you watch the predator come near. You have to tell him you have brownies and that you're doing laundry, but you'll be right back, and to please take a seat over there and help yourself to some lemonade. The cringing sound of squealing brakes, the chilling sound of crashing metal. You awake on the street. The flashing red lights come slowly. Now closer, you hear the siren. You try to get up, but are not able to move. The knife-stabbing pain has now come. Are any of these poems happy? All I'm going to shit on them if they are, but still. The pain flows through your body as a flowing river. The warm flow of blood now running down your face. Death has come, and swallowed your soul whole. Flashes of memories hit you like lightning. Darkness is now here as you hear him say,
"It is time."
So you crashed and, you died. You died. You crashed and died after your yandere girlfriend said you better knock her up. And the final poem, "I'm Alone." I'm alone. Not like having no friends alone. Not like having no family alone. Not like on an island all by myself alone. Well, I was wondering how she would have gotten this to us otherwise. It's a very lucky toss of the bottle. But having no one to talk to alone. Alone because people are backstabbers. Alone because I don't trust. Alone because everyone lies. Even me, I'm not alone right now. Someone in the room next to me. It's all a fucking lie. All the frogs are gay. It's the coronavirus, the deep state fucking lie. The coronavirus made the frogs gay. And they're so sexy, I can't resist them. All right, you guys, that is it for this week. I cannot believe we still have not gotten to my poem. I really think it's still in there. I don't see any sign that I ripped it out in a fit of realization of cringe. So it's still in there. It's going to be in there, I swear to fucking God. If not, I will dig up some kind of cringy work of mine that I did. I mean, my mom gave me a box of some like last year, so I can go through and find something equally cringy. I unfortunately now promise and will leave this in because I'll feel guilty if I don't. I will give you some of my cringy writing at some point that we can all mock because it's just too much fun. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope I can make your day a little brighter at the very least because you are not me. And I will talk to you next week. All right. I love you guys. Mwah. Bye.